We'll preview the 2012 Hamvention in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR. The 60th Dayton Hamvention will be the center of attention in the ham world the weekend of May 18th through the 20th in the Hara Arena in Trotwood, Ohio. Last year's act of God resulting in a large sewer line collapse beneath the outdoor flea market served as fodder for a critical article that recently appeared in one of the major ham mags. Allegedly, the article was written in tongue and cheek. Whatever the motivation, the chair of Hamvention 2012, Michael Coulter, WHCI, and his hundreds of volunteers were not amused. RAIN's founder and producer, Hap Holly, KC9RP, spoke with Coulter this past week.
The magazine article referred to was a very hard hit on Dayton, a very hard hit on all the amateurs that work very hard, and the people that come here and spend money to have a booth. I thought it was very cruel in the way that it didn't talk about all the good things that Hamvention and the Dayton Amateur Radio Association does. People like to criticize Hamvention, and they can. We've been doing it since 1952. We try to find a large enough location, and it's 3 days. It's hard to find an area that big, and we have worked in Dayton and just the closer surrounding regions, and I've taken everybody's suggestions and looking. But we can't find a better venue right now that could house and entertain as many people. You know, Hap, we give money to needy organizations through grant programs. We spend thousands and thousands of dollars on scholarships, working with children, keep amateur radio alive in this country and in the world. We consider that an important mission.
Some years ago, there were people being paid to put a hamvention together during the year and to even put it on. Are there still people being paid to put on hamvention?
That's a good question. I very much am glad you asked that question. Some years ago, we had some serious issues with the people that were running Hamvention, that they had paid to run Hamvention for us. And it turned out we had to actually have a serious legal battle with the individual and his company. And we decided from that point on, we would take the reins of Hamvention back ourselves. That means all the volunteers, and that means from me to everyone else. There's nobody running a show that that I go to, and other than my committee members and the people at Hera, and they take care of the building and those sorts of things that we lease the building and the property from. And then we have, you know, the peripheral things that we have to purchase. Now, we do contract for some special police protection, for some special fire and EMS protection. If something would happen, we have that coverage on site right away. And there's a few other things that we actually contract. But as far as running the event, we run the event as volunteers. And I think that our team has done an outstanding job of stepping up to it and getting things done. It's all a labor of love for amateur radio and Hamvention. That allows us, with the money we make, that we can make these donations and we can help further amateur radio in the world.
How many volunteers do you have?
Actually, there's about 60 core committee and assistant committee chairs that meet on a monthly basis, but we're always on the phone or Skype or whatever communication that we can use at the time. And those are the core people that run our many different committees. Then, as we get closer to Hamvention, they're working with their committees. So we probably have sometimes around 500 volunteers because people have to work in shifts. They would want to make things happen seamlessly. And those of our listeners who have ever run a Hamfest before or a big event understand what that's about, how hard it is to run things. One little whoops can make you look really bad. But all our teammates and volunteers work really hard. Yeah, it's quite a few people, but we have a great team. There are so many people excited about Hamvention. The folks at Hara Arena have spent money on the infrastructure. Not everything's fixed. Hard times hits everyone. But at the same time, they are working hard there to really entertain our guests. They have had a good year in terms of usage in their facility, which has given them more revenue to do things with. At Hamvention, we face all kind of things, rain, snow, windstorms. A few years ago, I was interviewed by the press about some bird flu. and ask, why are we going to continue to have the show? But, you know, we went on and everything was fine. We're fortunate in Dayton, and we feel it's our responsibility to give back as well. So thanks for that opportunity to say a few words, Hap.
What's new this year at Hamvention?
Our theme this year is internationally connected. We have a new committee this year that's working with people that are coming from all over the world to try to help them be comfortable in Dayton, Ohio, and to be comfortable at Hamvention. And that's a great committee. They have a welcoming evening at the Marriott Hotel from, I think, 4 to 6, the Marriott, which is south of Dayton. So we can greet and kind of connect more of our foreign visitors, make them feel welcome, because they certainly are. Bill Wiener and Kelly Hall lead that committee. And what happens there when people have questions, we're going to have people that are going to be working. They'll be available for phone calls. We are trying to have translators. We want our international people to have some go-to folks where they can get information. Maybe they have special dietary needs. Maybe they have religious events that they would like to attend, or just want some information. How do you get around in Hamvention, or how do you get around in Dayton, Ohio, in the region? We want to make this much more friendly to our international visitors. Because I noticed in years past, especially last year, people would come up to me and could barely speak English and were kind of lost or trying to figure things out. What do I do about this and this and this? So we are really trying to be proactive on that. I will say that in the ARRL area, we have an international area right adjacent to that. And I know we have contingents coming from several countries, and our Dayton Amateur Radio Association's international booth will be up there. I think that's one of the biggest, newest things that we've got going on. The Dayton Chamber of Commerce is going to have buses there and if people want to take an alternative activity to go around and visit, say, the Air Force Museum or some of the other fine features in this region, they will be able to do that for a nominal price. The information will be there at Hamvention on that as well. So those are just a few of the new things. Ticket sales are stronger than last year, and so are inside booth sales as well as outside flea market spaces. So we're pretty excited about all that happening.
I'm speaking today with Michael Coulter, WHCI, the chair of the 2012 Dayton Hamvention. We'll be right back. This is the Rain Report. As far as the flea market goes, as we record this near the end of April, are there some spaces left?
I'm going to ask people to look at our Hamvention website, www.hamvention.org, because there are some different pricing schemes in there. But there are still some left, although I wouldn't dally too long. We have a lot of people that will come the day before the show or the day, you know, and still want a space. So I please ask that people check on the website and they can get the latest up-to-date information. It's a good website. We've been a little bit inundated here lately as we are getting closer to the show, but we are getting back to everyone.
The flea market, as far as Hamfests go, must be the largest in the world.
I have the privilege of going to Friedrichshafen, Germany this year as an invited guest, and I'm not sure if they even have a flea market, but it is definitely a large flea market, and I know that to walk it takes, if you get through that in a day and get through everything, you're doing pretty good. You'll probably be pretty worn out, but you know, that's where you meet a lot of people, you find out a lot of interesting things. It's a great amount of fun.
Seems to me there are over 2,000 spaces. That's a lot of walking. Let's move from outdoors to indoors. How are we looking for indoor exhibits this year?
We are doing really well on indoors, and if you were to look on the website, you connect to a couple links and you'll be able to see who is where and how many spaces are left, and there's surely not very many spaces left. Lots of different exhibitors from all over the world. We are pleased to have so many guests back again this year, and some new ones as well. We are ahead on prizes this year from what we had last year in terms of dollar value. Our prize chairman and prize committee are working very hard to bring in some major feature prizes and our hourly prizes that start when Hamvention doors open. So, yeah, we don't want to forget that. So when you get in there with your ticket, you take your ticket stub to the barrel in the main Hera Arena, get that in there first for the drawings. We've got flat screens around in the facility now to make it a little bit easier and a little bit sharper to be able to see if your ticket stub has won.
Michael, forums are obviously a vital piece of the puzzle for the Rain Report, since we garnish a lot of the audio for the Rain Report from your forums. And this year, what's exciting, I think, is not only are you going to have the usual four rooms of forums, but you've added a fifth.
Well, you know, since Hamvention first came into play in 1952, forums have been extremely popular. And those of you who have been to Hamvention know that most of the forums fill up. They're very interesting. We try really hard to bring in new speakers, and then we bring people back in that people just love to listen to, you know, when they refresh their topic or change a topic. But even Bob Heil was talking to me earlier this year that one of the big things that he really liked when he was just starting to go to Hamvention was the forums. Great opportunity at the forums to learn, to meet, to find out something new or something you've always wanted to know a little bit more about. And that's why they're expanded. We also have a balloon launch this year that's going to be right after one of the forums. So we're looking forward to that. If people look at our webpage, they'll see a picture that was taken from the balloon launch last year. It's a very good picture of Hera Arena. It's from a pretty high altitude. And I will tell you, Hap, that we have to turn away a lot of people that request to do forums simply because we don't have enough space for everyone. We try to do the very best we can. I know some people come in, they get a little bit upset we can't get them, but we just have only so much room. My brother, David, handles forums for us, KB8OCP. By the way, he's been picked to go to Swain Island, a de-expedition here coming up later this year. But he handles the forums and does a great job.
What people forget, as you know, is that when you begin to add rooms, add more forum capacity, you're taking room or space away from possible exhibitors. So it's a real balancing act that you folks have of trying to appease those who want more forums versus exhibitors who need the space.
Well, that's true, but we're not really in a business to make money. We're in a business to support amateur radio. And I think people may forget that. Ticket price, you know, for 3 days is $20. But when you think of all the other big events that go on, it's still very modestly priced, I think. But the thing that we try to do is try to present a good show. And to have a good show, you have good forums, you have good learning. So yeah, it is a balance. You know, we could make more money if we put people up in those spaces to sell things. And we're even careful what we sell. We won't just let any vendor in to sell. We want to focus as much as we can on amateur radio or something around amateur radio. So yeah, forums is very important to us, Hap. Thanks for asking that. I know you're going to be working with us. We certainly appreciate that.
Providing to a plug for Rain, we'll be in booth 329. I haven't conducted interviews in the booth probably in 20 years. Well, this year I'm bringing my own portable sound screen. I'm going to interview as many people as I can, and the universal question I'm asking each one is, how did you get into ham radio, and why? So that those weeks that I might normally run a replay, I'll actually be able to pull something out of the can and edit it down and make an interesting report on how Joe Schmo W0XYZ got into amateur radio. We're quite excited about having some focus in the booth, along with recording the forums, of course.
That concludes our first excerpt of two we'll be taking from a conversation Hamvention 2012 Chair Michael Coulter, WHCI, had with Rain's Hap Holly, KC9RP, about the upcoming May 18th through the 20th Dayton Hamvention. We'll continue our preview of this year's Hamvention next week. In the meantime, take your own preview at hamvention.org. The Rain Report is copyright 1990-2012 Rain, all rights reserved. Now, for everyone connected with the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, bidding you very 73 from The Rain Report, www.therainreport.org. www.hamvention.com.